You're listening to the voice of Joe Castiglione. He is Oklahoma's athletic director, and we were just talking about Bob Stoops. It was interesting you bring up player development, because I think Coach Stoops had talked about that a few weeks ago, because that's been so instrumental. It's been key. But really, Bob Stoops, he does exemplify all those characteristics that you want in a head coach, and he's been able to sustain success, as you're talking about. But one point I want to bring up, and I've asked even James Hale from OU Insider, he's been on our show many times, he talked about just how Coach Stoops is such a big-time family man, and it's not just about himself, but he really is cognizant of and being aware of making his staff, making time for family. And obviously, I mean, the hours of being a head coach can be just crippling, and so he's very aware of making sure that there's harmony in that regard.
Absolutely right. And that even speaks back to his character he has personally. He came from a great family, great parents. His father was a coach. He understood what it was like growing up, you know, in that household. Obviously, all the kids were involved in sports or many other activities. But he tried to transfer that too and make it, you know, an atmosphere where people value the priorities they should have in life, you know, starting with their own self and their family. And it is not just something that he says. I mean, it's actually done by example. And they have certain times that they'll work hard and do as much as they can between certain hours. But he doesn't believe in getting somebody in the office at 4:30 or 5 a.m. and keeping them till midnight or 1. You know, that, you know, he wants people to, you know, really be doing the best they can within the right amount of time. So, you know, if a coach wants to bring his kids to school in the morning, you know, they have a schedule that starts where it allows that to happen. Or, you know, even if they're done with practice and done looking at tape and maybe making their recruiting calls, they still get home, you know, at a reasonable hour, because he wants his coaches fresh. He doesn't want them tired. He wants them to have the energy, you know, that they can bring to the room and prior to practice and then on the practice field every single day. And on Wednesday nights, it's a big family night. They bring in a big buffet, and it's all of the coaches' families eat together. So, you know, they do things during the course of the week in the regular season to make sure that family is, you know, one of the top priorities of their life. And, you know, again, I think that's what keeps the coaches engaged. That's why they love working for Bob Stoops, why they enjoy being here at the University of Oklahoma. And I think that kind of positive attitude carries over to the players, and they see that kind of example too.
Joe, is that how you, as an athletic director, have been able to have such continuity as you look over your body of work and with so many coaches? Here we're just zeroing in on Bob Stoops, but whether it's Sherry Cole or Patty Gasso, hey, how about that, winning that national championship? But, yes. You know, how you guys support the work-life balance, it's so important. It's critical.
We really think it is. We're not naive enough to ignore the other factors that go into retaining highly successful coaches, obviously compensation being one of them. But to us, it is really how people look at the quality of life they have here, you know, in Norman, Oklahoma, at the University of Oklahoma, in this community, in this state, and, you know, how they feel about what they're doing day to day, because we're trying to compete at the highest level, game in, game out, year in, year out, and obviously that's really, really tough. it takes a toll on people.
Yes.
And you know, you know how it is in our world. You know, you're sort of only as good as the last thing you did, or only as good as the thing you're about to do. And when you have success, it hopefully breeds more success, but it also raises the bar. And it's hard to win in today's world when we have so many more great athletes in so many of the programs, and there's more of the quote-unquote parity, which does not mean mediocrity, but there's just more opportunity for teams to win than there ever has been before, because, you know, more athletes from which to choose in the recruiting process. And so it's hard to continue the winning tradition, but it's what we're focused on. We are, you know, trying to win championships every year in every sport. And as you know, we had maybe the best year ever in the University of Oklahoma's athletic history last year with the seven conference titles, the national championship, the finishing in the top seven of all programs in postseason performance. And then on top of it, we had the best year ever with our student athletes with an average GPA of above a 3.0, and we had the most number student athletes graduate in the history of our program in 1 year. So, the combination of trying to keep the right set of priorities here on this campus, living to our mission, adhering to our values, getting the state-of-the-art facilities, making it the best possible experience for student athletes, and the kind of putting them in a position to utilize their gifts and their talents and help them reach their goals. That's what we're about. And it's a kind of a holistic approach, if you will. Maybe that's not the right word, but we think about all the factors that go into keeping people here at Oklahoma and helping put them in a position to be successful.
Well, there's always exciting developments taking place there at the University of Oklahoma, right there in Norman. I understand more facility upgrades are on the way. Is that correct?
There always are, as you said. The biggest one and the newest one is the opening of our residence hall, Headington Hall, that just opened in August with the new semester. And I know you come back, but you have to come see it. It is literally a game changer in residential life. And it helps the student body just as much as those incoming student athletes that we have. Freshmen and sophomores live in this facility, but more than half of them are students who do not participate in athletics. But it has everything state-of-the-art, from the more like suite or apartment-style living to the dining room that we have. That the food that we offer is we have a nutritionist that works for us, that works with the chef. And so we've got obviously great healthy choices for everyone who lives there, the game rooms, the academic areas, a theater. It's located right in the center part of campus, so it's easy to walk to classes. So it is, it's really, really special.
Well, Joe, it certainly is an exciting time to be a Sooner. You can go to Soonersports.com, check out more information. And, Joe, we sincerely appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the game and safe travels down I-35, okay?
Thanks. It's always great to be on the Big E Show.
And it is always great to be visiting with Oklahoma's Athletic Director, Joe Castiglione. Now, listen, you want to stick around? Coming up next, we will continue with our preview. OU Texas, Texas OU. Steve Habel is going to be joining us from Horns Illustrated. Stay close at YSR and the Big E Sports Show.